The spring has officially sprung, with Monday the 20th of March being the official first day of spring. That means that although the weather is still all over the place, there will be more sunny days in the mix. So you've woken up, you've looked out the window, the sun is beating down on our wee country. It's a miracle and you weren't prepared for this. That's why it's important to have a sunny day plan. I spoke with Julie Cochrane from the Visit Belfast Welcome Centre about what we can do with these surprise sunny days.
Well, we get asked for a lot of activities when people have free time, and there actually is nowadays is quite a lot of things to do. And what's got very popular now is Belfast Hills up around Divis and Cave Hill. And if you go onto the Belfast Hills website, they have some fantastic events. So if you want to kind of be event-led, they have Tai Chi on Cave Hill. They have Dance Fit on Divis. And then there's archaeological events. There's all sorts of walks and things around the hills if you're interested in that sort of thing. The other thing that we think is really attractive and nice for people to do, we've a lot of very good cycle trails now. So you can have a look on the SusTrans website for Northern Ireland Belfast Cycle Pass. And a really pretty one to do in the good weather is the White Abbey Cycle Trail. It goes out from Belfast, out past the out towards the Loch Shore at Jordanstown. It's a good one. We would focus on people getting out and about up to the Cave Hill, because at the Cave Hill you don't have to be an experienced hiker or rambler. You can just pick up a bit. They've all levels of trail, you know, from the easy 1 kilometre, you know, less than a mile, up to about 7 or 8, all the way around McArt's Fort. The other really obvious one we would say to people, if you have a couple of hours to relax and you enjoy the sunshine, we think the Botanical Gardens or Ormo Park are really pretty places to be. You've got the palm houses and you can bring a picnic. We also, I was looking at the Divis site today, and they have the Coffee Barn Cafe, and they actually have picnic tables there. The other nice things, you know, there's plenty to do outdoors in the sunshine. I mean, there's the Folk and Transport Museum. It's actually best enjoyed on a sunny day, because you're outside, you're walking about, you're walking between the Transport Gallery and the Folk Park. So you actually, it's preferable to do that on a sunny day.
So it seems that the great outdoors is the place to be. But how accessible are some of the more costly activities for students?
You do get a lot of concessions for tours and excursions and attractions. Just make sure and ask and have your student card, a valid student card, ready. I mean, there's lots of good ideas on our blog spots, on our own Visit Belfast website and Discover Northern Ireland. But I mean, just get online, have a little look, see how far you can get in a day.
And if taking in the beautiful scenery just isn't for you, then there's plenty of beer gardens around the city. The Cathedral Quarter is a must for any beer garden antics. The Duke of York is perfect to grab a drink while surrounded by flowers and fairy lights. Then around the corner, the Hudson offers an outdoor DJ, bar, and some of the best chicken wings in the city. I talk to people around Belfast about their favourite thing to do when the sun is shining. So what do you like to do on a sunny day?
On a sunny day? I even get my top off and go to the park with a bar.
I'd just like to go out for a few pints with my mates, you know, maybe go out, walk the dog, get a barbecue, you know, something like that. You know?
Really like to go to Botanic Gardens, go get a coffee or a wee glass of wine, and pretty much day drinking, probably, actually, sit outside a pub and just have a few drinks and chill out with friends.
What do I like to do on a sunny day?
Yeah, what do you like to do?
Cycle.
Cycle?
Yeah.
Where do you cycle?
Here and, well, just, yeah, here, like, around on the roads. Out towards Bangor, head out towards sort of Ballymena, Larne direction, that kind of way, go up on the Divis.
Me and my friends would usually take the dogs up Killynether, take a wee walk around the forest park.
Because I've only moved to the city a few months ago, I still like walking around the city, to be honest. I'm kind of a city girl, so I know people go for walks in parks and stuff, but I prefer to walk around the actual city and see the buildings and things.
So whether it's a hike up the Mourns or just sitting outside City Hall soaking up the rays, venture outside and don't waste that sunny day.